Welcome to Felon, True Crime Podcast. Addendum to Episode 10. The following presentation contains audio that was not originally included in Episode 10. It shines new light on the man responsible for the brutal attack on Stephanie Scott. This episode will contain descriptions of violence, so again, listener discretion is advised.
Other episode like that between then and this episode that happened on Sunday?
I've had a lot of violent thoughts, but I've never acted on them.
Okay. So when you say you had a lot of violent thoughts, can you describe to me what those thoughts have been?
About killing various people I've met.
Yep.
Hurting them. That's about it, really.
And is there any reason why you wanted to kill these people or hurt these people?
No, I think I might have some mental problems, but they've never done anything to me to deserve
it. Are you going to tell me why you got angry at Stephanie and why you wanted to kill her?
I didn't really feel anger, I just wanted to kill her.
Oh, so you didn't feel anger?
No.
You just wanted to kill her?
Emotion.
Okay. So you just wanted to kill her?
Yes.
Can you tell me why you wanted to kill her?
No. I think I just had my mental health acting up again.
Okay.
One of my obsessions, rages.
After Vincent Stanford spotted Ms. Scott here at the school, he went home and retrieved what police called a rape kit. He was waiting for her at the gate, and when she wished him a happy Easter, he dragged her into a storeroom, assaulted her, and stabbed her in the neck. He dumped her body in the Coco Para National Park and set her alight. Her family side by side as they heard how police found photos of that body on Vincent Stanford's camera, which he claimed were downloaded from a horror movie, and her red bra in his bedroom. Also in court today, Ms. Scott's mother, Marilyn, who struggled through a victim impact statement, describing her daughter as an amazing girl, truly one of the special ones. She said there will be no end to the sorrow and we can never make sense of losing our beautiful girl.
The murder of Stephanie Scott left the tight-knit community of Leeton in shock. A bubbly, kind and loving young lady was violently snatched from her fiancé, her family, her friends, her colleagues, and her students in a savage and callous attack at the hands of a monster. But as the investigation of the murder and subsequently the trial progressed, authorities and the public soon discovered the term monster is an understatement when discussing Vincent Stanford. At the time of Stephanie's disappearance, Stanford was relatively unknown in the community, quietly going about his business. But as the focus of investigators and the media turned to him, it would be revealed that below his introverted exterior, anger and violence simmered below the surface, and was only a matter of time before it would be released. Unfortunately for Stephanie, she was in his path when this rage erupted. A tragic case of being in the wrong place, at the wrong time, with the wrong person. Stanford was born in Tasmania, Australia. When he was 3 years old, his family moved to the Netherlands. Stanford and his two brothers were raised by their mother. He and his mother and older brother returned to Australia in 2014 and took up residence in Leeton. His twin brother Marcus had returned a year or two earlier and lived in South Australia. During his time at school in the Netherlands, he was expelled in 2003 due to what was described as an apparently impulsive and serious violent incident involving a teacher. Stanford's account was that he was reprimanded by a teacher who took hold of him by the coat. He responded by grabbing her around the throat. He was 12 years old at the time. Following this, he was referred to an adolescent intensive care ward. He then enrolled in a smaller school for students with special needs, and he remained there until he was 16. After leaving school, he applied to study information technology at a college and to join the army, but he was rejected in both cases. He worked as a cleaner with the same company for 5 years and then worked in a sawmill until he moved back to Australia. Stanford obtained a job as a cleaner a couple of months after settling in Leeton. He said at this time he had no friends or social contacts. He said that being in the company of other people was stressful and he disliked it. He said he was relatively comfortable with his cleaning job, working before and after hours and generally alone because there was little need or opportunity for social interaction. It was while working as a cleaner he would cross paths with Stephanie Scott. Soon after, he moved into a home on Maiden Avenue in Leeton. On the 4th of March 2014, Stanford began secretly photographing and stalking a young girl in the neighbourhood. Court documents list the girl's name as Joanne. She was then a student at Leeton Public School. She was 12 years old in 2015. Police found numerous surveillance-type photos of Joanne on the offender's camera. There was also video footage and a further large number of photographs on his computer. In total, there was 1,805 images of Joanne, many showing her in her school uniform from the waist down. There were also numerous photographs of other schoolgirls and adult females who were passing by the house. There was also images of bestiality and pictures of other young girls. Police also seized an exercise book with the offender's name on the front cover. Inside the back cover and in his notes, Stanford repeatedly referred to Joanne as a slut. The book contains extensive notes relating to surveillance conducted of Joanne, including times she left the house for ballet and school and when she returned, when the house was empty and when she was home alone. Included is an entry: home alone, 3:40 p.m, time enough to abduct. There was also drawings of females, a car, a gun, and a sword. There was also an image of a female head with a knife striking it. There was also notes of registration numbers of cars belonging to Joanne's father and grandfather. Another page contained lists of words, including a number of stupefying drugs, including Valium, chloroform, nitrous oxide, and Rohypnol. The offender also had a laminated photograph of a school dance group that included Joanne. He took it off the school notice board because it included her. During his police interview, Stanford described his stalking of Joanne as a baseless obsession. He stated that he wanted to abduct Joanne, but controlled that urge. He went on to say that if he had abducted her, he probably would have killed her. But Joanne was not the only object of his obsession. A second female, Gillian, was a young adult woman who worked at a supermarket in Leeton. Gillian first noticed Stanford attending the store with his mother on a weekly basis, in 4 to 5 months prior to the murder of Stephanie, but he came alone in the weeks before. On the 24th of March, 2015, the offender approached Gillian and engaged her in general conversation. He did the same on the 27th of March. An examination into Stanford's computer revealed on the 30th of March, 2015, he conducted a number of internet searches in relation to Gillian. On the 31st of March, Gillian arrived for work about 5 minutes before the supermarket was due to open. She saw Stanford sitting in the car park in his ute, which was parked where the staff parked their cars, well away from the store entrance. Gillian parked her car and waited for two male co-workers to approach her before she got out and walked into the store with them. Police later located photographs that Stanford had taken. At that time, Gillian's car was in the car park. Police also found that Stanford had carried out a number of RTA internet searches in an effort to trace ownership details of Gillian's car. A third female, Jennifer, was a 28-year-old teacher at Leeton High School. Usually, she would park her car at the top park at school, and she was frequently required to work back late, and on occasion, her car would be the last one left on the car park. Often when she went back to her car, Stanford was nearby. Jennifer would sometimes say hello, and he would say hello back. Police found a photograph of Jennifer's car on the offender's phone. The photograph was taken at 4:57 p.m. on the 27th of March, 2015, while the car was parked in the Leeton High School car park. By the time that police found out about Stanford's dangerous obsessions, it would be too late. Stephanie Scott would be murdered on the 5th of April, only days after this activity. As the investigation into Vincent Stanford progressed, a surprising development in the story came to light, and the focus turned to his twin brother, Marcus.
A man living in the Adelaide Hills has been arrested in connection with a crime that shocked the nation, the horrific murder of New South Wales school teacher and bride-to-be Stephanie Scott.
24-year-old Marcus Stanford remains at the police station just behind the courthouse here at Mount Barker, and he will stay here until he's handed over to New South Wales detectives tomorrow morning. He made a very brief court appearance here this afternoon where those New South Wales detectives successfully applied for his extradition to New South Wales, and he will be flown out tomorrow morning, and it's expected once he arrives he will be charged with being an accessory after the fact over the murder of Leeton school teacher Stephanie Scott.
Prior to his arrest, Vincent Stanford had sent a text message to Marcus stating, "I'm going to send you an envelope. Keep it safe for me. Can you let me know when you receive the envelope?" Contained within the package was Stephanie's engagement ring and a ring given to her by her mother on the occasion of her graduation. Following Vincent's arrest, a phone call exchange between the pair was recorded in which the two casually discussed the package.
When did you first hear about the murder?
On the morning after Vincent's arrest.
And how did you find that out?
I saw it on the TV news.
Okay. And how did you feel when you saw that?
Pretty sick. You know, you don't expect your brother to do something like that, let alone hear about it on the news.
Yeah. So, and that was the first time you'd heard of the murder or the missing person of Stephanie Scott, or had you seen any?
The first time I heard about it at all, missing person, murdered.
So, in relation to the two rings,
yeah,
can you tell me what you did with them?
I sold them.
And who did you sell them to?
Adelaide Jewelers Exchange in Mudbury, South Australia.
And why did you do that?
Misplaced loyalty to my brother, I would say.
Misplaced loyalty?
Yeah.
How much money did you get for it?
$705.
And that was for both rings?
Yes.
Okay.
And you keep referring to having a misplaced loyalty to your brother.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Like,
well, thinking about it now, I should have come forward with the envelope to the detectives in South Australia.
So is it safe to say, to assume that this misplaced loyalty you're referring to is you covering for your brother, trying to hide evidence?
Not exactly hiding evidence. Since he was already being charged, and I was quite certain he'd eventually be convicted. It was more just doing what he asked me to do.
Marcus took both rings to a pawn shop. He was paid $705 for both, and sadly, the two were later scrapped, melted down, never to be returned. In an interview with police, his excuse for his conduct was a misplaced loyalty to his brother. Marcus Stanford could not plead ignorance to Stephanie Scott's case. An examination of his phone revealed that he had accessed a news article at 8:48 a.m., on Thursday the 9th of April, titled "Bride-to-be, Stephanie Scott, missing from Leeton, New South Wales," 1 week before her wedding. Also, another item contained in the package that Vincent had sent him was Stephanie Scott's license. Marcus Stanford was sentenced to 1 year and 3 months for accessory after the fact to murder. Even after admitting guilt to the murder of Stephanie Scott, Vincent Stanford refused to acknowledge that he knew the whereabouts of Stephanie's rings.
Put her engagement ring, you remember taking that?
Yeah.
Where did
the high school.
Where did you put her engagement ring?
Don't know. Chuck so much stuff out.
Yep. So you got rid of that with the clothes, did you, or...?
I would have chucked it in a bin somewhere when I chucked everything else out, but...
Okay. So, but you do remember taking an engagement ring off her finger?
Yeah, she wore two rings.
Wore two rings? On the same finger, were they, or...?
No, different fingers.
As a testament to his callousness, even after his fate was sealed, he would not allow Stephanie's family the opportunity to retrieve two precious items. When asked what he thought about murdering Stephanie Scott, Vincent Stanford said, "I seldom think about it. I can hardly remember it. It was so long ago." But for Stephanie's loved ones, not a day would pass without them thinking of her. Thank you for listening. If you are enjoying the show, and if you haven't done so already, please subscribe, rate, and review through iTunes. If you're wanting to get in contact, Fallon can be reached through the following social media platforms. Through Facebook at facebook.com/FallonTrueCrime. Through Twitter at FallonTrueCrime. Through Instagram, FallonTrueCrime. And AudioBoom at audioboom.com/channel/FallonTrueCrime.